Hello, and it's been a while since I've done a last talk or whatever. So yes, a lot has happened in the last couple years, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. There's something that I noticed yesterday, and I've been praying about it, and it has been weighing on my heart even this morning, and it's and it's just, it's been getting heavy. So over the last few months, I have been listening to Annie F. Downs, the Sounds Fun podcast, and it has been very encouraging with just the people that she has on there. And I'm bringing up concerns about the last few posts on her Instagram. So I just want you to know that I only saw these last two posts. Because I listened to her podcast with Torin Wells, and I was just like, oh, you know what? I want to see what people are saying. And I went on, and then there was barely any comments about what they thought about the podcast. It was bringing up all these issues and things, and I was really confused. So I kind of read a little bit, and then I read the previous post, and they brought up other things. Apparently there was another post before that where she posted something and it triggered people. And I just want you to know that I'm coming with this with a grain of understanding on what occurred, but I'm kind of want to talk to you about this from a different perspective. I wrote a few things down, but I don't know where this is going to go, because I'm speaking from my heart. And when we speak to people about things, like if we are triggered by something that someone says or does, yes, depending on your relationship with them, I believe if it is something that hurts you, you should talk to them. But you need to come out. You need to come out of love when you talk to them, not out of pain. The abuse or the trauma that you went through as a person, I so validate that, because it is so hard and it is very painful. I've gone through stuff like that too, and but when someone, like if you're in a conversation or if you're listening to someone and they say something that triggers you, it is a trigger. You have to remember, it's a trigger. Something they say is a trigger, and it triggers something inside your heart of what happened in the past, and you're like reliving it again. But I feel like people are blaming Annie for that trigger. Like, yes, she triggered you, and she's probably so sorry for that. But she's not your abuser. And from these comments, I'm seeing, like, you want to bring... Some of them are bringing awareness, but I feel like some of them are coming from so... There's so much hurt and pain that's connected because of that trigger, because you were triggered, that you're coming out of a place of hurt and not out of love. I am not saying that what you went through is nothing, because it's not. But when we want to bring awareness or talk to people about things, we have to know where our own heart is before we bring it up to someone else. Because you need to come out of a place of love when you talk to someone about something that means so much to you. And you need to know that maybe some people are ignorant on that. Some people don't understand that, and you can only say so much, and let it go. You need to let it go. I know it hurts you, but they are not your abuser. They are not this and they are not that. And even if they did everything that you wanted, can I ask you a question? Would that be enough for you? If Annie did everything that you wanted her to do, would it still be enough? Like, yes, she is a voice to a lot of people, but God has given her a voice for certain things that God has put on her heart. And it does not mean that she does not care. And even if she did everything that you wanted her to, would it be enough for you? I'm going to guess probably not, because it's a heart thing that you need to work through. And yeah. Okay. And there are some people who are like, how she doesn't respond to her posts about these issues. But I was going back through some of her posts, and she doesn't really respond that much on anything. And that is so okay. Some people post and they don't respond. And that's just how some people just work and just... Because of how big this kind of, like, the podcast thing is, there's a team behind her, and she can't deal with everything. And we need to understand that, like, everything that happens, like, there are people there to protect her heart, too. And, yes, your heart needs protection as well. But like I said, like, do you think she meant that to hurt you? I don't think she would say anything on purpose to hurt someone. And and her apology. Who said her apology isn't deep and it didn't mean anything? Like, who's to say that she isn't relaying in her heart about all of this off the screen? Maybe she will bring this up in the future, but she's really thinking about everything. Maybe she's really praying about everything so that she comes and talks about it in a wise way and not out of an emotion. And in a place that she is in, where so many people see her, that is the way she needs to be. She needs not, like, to just sit down and just be slow to speak and slow to anger. And she is actually leading us in that way, slow to speak. And, let's see. This is just a really, really heavy thing. We get to choose where our voice goes, like I said, and we can't be a voice for everyone about everything. And there are people out there that are being that voice for you. Maybe one of your favorite people isn't being that voice for you, but maybe that's not where their voice is intended to be, because it's not as powerful the way that God uses another person to speak about that thing. If you had a friend of yours who said, okay, we all have had a certain friend who has said something that has hurt us or triggered us, and it is our responsibility with how we respond to that. And if you went and talked to them and they apologized to you. Or if they put something on social media and they removed it. And, like, would it have been enough for you then if it was your friend who did this? Because you knew their heart was good. Like, and they knew that they did something. Would it have been enough for you? Or would you want her to keep speaking? The same thing goes for Annie, like, as well. And then there was a thing about something that John Cristo said. I don't know, because that was, I have no idea how that got brought up. I don't know if that was in that one post that I wasn't able to read because it was removed before I could even read it. And how it was, from what I have gathered, is that he made a joke or a comment about trauma or abuse survivors. And, that is what I gathered. Like, take that with a grain of salt, whether that actually was or not, but that's what I got from, like, people's responses and people's comments. And it triggered you. And of course it would trigger you. But I want to read to you Matthew 18, 15 through 17. If your brother or sister sins, go point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church, and if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything that you ask for, it will be done for them. Okay, all right, my kids just came in. Oh, yeah. By the last time I did my last podcast, yeah. I only had one kid. I have two kids now. With this, with the John Cristo thing, who's to say that, like, you don't know what's going behind, like, the doors. Maybe there are people that are super close to him that are actually talking to him about this. I don't know how recent this was, or if he said anything, or brought anything up since then. But who's to say, he doesn't have a couple friends talking to him, like, hey, that wasn't okay because of this. And you haven't given him time to, like, apologize, or whatnot, or bring up that, or whatnot. I really don't know that situation. So, but what I want to bring up is that it says, like, if your friend said something, you talk to them privately, just like the scripture I just read. You talk to them privately about this first. And that's and you're not one of his closest friends. You're not one of Annie's closest friends. There are probably people holding these people accountable and talking to them about these things, and it is their choice what they do with it. And who says that they haven't apologized? Who says they don't feel bad about these things? And they are contemplating these things in their heart and praying about it and working on their own heart before they talk about this in a public format. And again, I ask you also, what if they don't, like, what if they sincerely apologize in their heart and they don't bring it up? Again, can you forgive them for that? It says, let's see. Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Hi, it's so quiet.
Oh, goodness gracious. Where is it? Oh, and then to keep going with 18. Matthew 18, so 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. And from what I gathered, from what I've heard other people say, and then they really did a deep dive into this, and that's indefinitely. Like, even if they do something wrong, and they have apologized for it, and they haven't done something to, according to you, the way you wanted to, is your heart willing to forgive them like Jesus asked you to? You don't have to follow this person anymore if you don't want to. You don't have to listen to this person anymore if you don't want to. That's okay. But I'm asking you, is your heart willing to forgive them as a brother or as a sister in Christ? Even if they don't apologize, if they don't say anything, are you willing to? Because there are people in your own life that you have dealt with these things before. People who have sincerely apologized, and you have to be willing to forgive them. And people who have hurt you and have never apologized. Are you willing to forgive them? And I see so many hurt people responding out of hurt and pain and not out of a way of love. And that is what is breaking my heart. That people, when someone comes to talk to you about something, if you did something wrong, and they come out in how they say it is in exact blah 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 accusing way, accusation, in an accusing way, how would you respond?
Okay, yay.
I wouldn't respond well. Me, personally, yes, I would think about it later, and I would actually respond well afterwards, but it wouldn't be in front of the person. Even if they, but if someone came to you with love, it hurts you, but they come with you with love. You're more willing to listen and to hear their heart. And to think about what you did, what you said. And who says, like, someone can apologize and like you bring something up to them. But they still need time to process it. It doesn't mean that they don't agree with you. They need time to process it with their own heart and with the things that they've dealt with and let God and the Holy Spirit speak to them on that issue. So when people bring issues to me, if they do it in a place of hate or condemnation or whatever, because I've had that. And it really hurts, and I have to learn, like, to forgive that person, whether they apologize to me or not. And but eventually, for me, I do end up being able to see the error of my ways. But that is not most people. But if people come to me in love and talk to me about something, it still hurts, but I know they love me. And I know it's coming out of a place of love, even if they don't love me. If it's coming out of a place of love, I am so much more willing to listen. But I still do not respond very quickly. I still need time to process everything even if I'm processing everything by myself, not like most of the time people don't process things like that in front of people. They process these things behind closed doors. They ponder them in their hearts. They pray about them. And sometimes it takes like days or weeks. And to go back to Annie, would you want her to come back right away with not just an apology, but like doing everything you wanted her to do right away? Would you, as a sister in Christ, would you want her to just ponder these things? And if she comes back to talk about it, it's going to come back in a wise way. I would rather wait a little bit longer to hear from someone using wise words. But also to release the person, whether they choose to or not, to release the person, to forgive and let go, to release them. Because it's not the responsibility to, yes, maybe they triggered you and they've apologized for it. But like I said, they're not your abuser. And you have to figure out what their responsibility is in this, and you need to figure out what your responsibility is in it. And whether the responsibility you think that should be theirs, if it's really their responsibility, or if it's something that you want to be their responsibility. It's kind of what I wanted to talk about. But in the end, like, all you can do is just love that person and speak truth and love. And leave it at that. It's up to the person with how they respond. And it's up to you. Like, are you willing to release them? Are you willing to forgive them? Are you willing to let go? Even if they don't.